Wednesday. Today is May the 1st, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, the U.S. Soybean Export Council hosted a trip to Greece, and an Ohio farmer participated in that. Jerry Baumbauer, a soybean grower in Auglaize County who serves on the Ohio Soybean Council, was able to go and be a spokesperson with representatives from different industries of aquaculture in Greece. He's going to share some of the details from the trip after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants. Simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
I'm visiting this morning with Jerry Baumbauer. Jerry is a soybean farmer from Auglaize County, a member of the Ohio Soybean Council. He recently returned from a trip with the council as well as the U.S. Soybean Export Council to Greece. Jerry, tell us a little bit about the trip.
Absolutely. One of the neatest things was the enthusiasm of all the participants in the seminar. For our products, we have the highly sustainable soy that almost all of it is certified as coming out of the U.S. I guess the biggest challenge is maybe the cost of some of our products going in there in comparison to what they can get from the Soviet Union or Ukraine or India, which is closer located to them, although they all admit that the quality is not the same. Our product is probably superior in that. One of the main focuses probably in this seminar was the products that we have that we modify the soy from our original soybean meal as far as the fermented soy. And then I had a discussion over the Enzymil, which we've developed in Ohio. So we're working with that, trying to get them some over there. I think probably one of the biggest differences I see between the U.S. and Greece. In the U.S., we pay for research. Over there, they said, just give us your product. We'll do the research for you and give you the results. We just want the product over here. So that was very encouraging. And basically, I had three different people beg for the product. Give it here. We will research it. We will do it in research plots. We'll put it out on farms and try it there. And see how it works, and hopefully it does a good job for us. So,
well, that's encouraging. Would you take a look at where some of the soy that we're sending over there goes? Is it livestock or is it aquaculture, a combination?
Probably a combination, probably more into the aquaculture industry right now than the others. They have a fairly robust aquaculture industry over there. It's pretty friendly as far as the countries towards it. I think it's probably a little more friendly than what the U.S. is. I should say more friendly. Greece has a number of farms there. We had representatives from Turkey, which it sounds like they have more farms located over there. They still have some of the same problems we have here as far as getting permits and the regulations. I think they said they had 24 permits in. Applied for, and they have 7 that have been finalized. So they've got roughly a third, a fourth of their product that has been permitted. The thing they have there, it's almost all offshore, and it's very, very clear water. They've got currents. They have no buildup of algae around them. You can't tell from the outside of the pen that there's anything in there. Comparison to the outside water that's around it. It's very, very clear. You can see, 10, 15 feet down, at least maybe 20 feet down. It's crystal clear, beautiful blue water all the way around it.
My guest again today is Jerry Baumbauer, a member of the Ohio Soybean Council who recently attended a trip with the U.S. Soybean Export Council promoting the use of U.S. soy and products in aquaculture in Greece. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions now and talk about rural development and climate as the USDA's rural development mission area goes beyond economic development as aspects also contribute to addressing climate issues. USDA's Rod Bain tells us more.
When it comes to environmental protection and conservation aspects of our planet and its natural resources in the context of the Agriculture Department, one may not be aware that the Rural Development Mission area plays a role. After all, like the name indicates, rural development suggests economic development and growth within rural communities and areas. But as Rural Development Rural Business Cooperative Services Administrator Betsy Dirksen-Londegren points out, the RD Mission area is also invested in improving climate along with rural economies. For instance,
our Rural Energy for America program, which is for ag producers and rural businesses to invest in renewable energy systems or do energy efficiency upgrades.
Rural Development Undersecretary Basil Gooden provides an example of how use of REAP offers benefits both economically and environmentally. In the case of one business entity,
he was able to reinvest in his company to actually provide additional insurance, vision and dental insurance, and provide extra time off. So it didn't really reduce the need for his workforce. It was actually quite the contrary. He was able to invest more in his workforce.
Then there is the Higher Blends Infrastructure Incentives Program.
This particular program is to do things like upgrade pumps, fuel dispensers, and other equipment that will increase the availability of biofuels at fueling stations and distribution facilities across the country.
With farm and forest producers growing various feedstocks for biofuel development, Administrator Dirksen-Londegren adds growers and landowners see opportunities regarding climate mitigation and commodity production through USDA's BioPreferred labeling program.
This is our label for bio-based products. And as we move into this reindustrialization around the bioeconomy, programs like the BioPreferred program help consumers understand when they see that stamp that it is a certified bio-based product.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.